The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. The prayer for today. God of holiness, your glory is proclaimed in every age as we rejoice in the faith of your saints. Inspire us to follow their example with boldness and joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upwards and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. This is the gospel of the Lord. In 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to a French scientist, Jean-Baptiste Leroy, in which he wrote this. In this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes. So given our reading this morning, and the fact that we celebrate All Saints, which was on the 1st of November, this is just a bit of a heads up, really, a trigger warning, if you like, that we will be talking about death this morning. And I recognise that for all of us here today, that we all have a different experience about death and the grieving process. So for this sermon, and this sermon only, if you need to go somewhere else in your head and switch off for the next kind of 10 minutes, I understand that completely. And also if you get to the point where actually you just want to go for a walk around the church, just go do that. Just do whatever you need to do for yourselves during my sermon. During the last few weeks, clergy in the St. Albans Diocese have had a letter from Bishop Allen regarding the assisted dying bill that is due to be voted on in 5 weeks' time in the House of Commons. We've been asked as clergy to read his pastoral letter and then write to our MP, urging them to vote against the bill. It's a hot topic in our news today, and one that requires a thought-out, careful debate as to what is being agreed upon. It's not something that can be rushed. It remains, for many, a very emotive subject, because we're not taught really how to talk about death. Yet, it will happen to us all eventually, and we will all experience that pain of the death of a loved one. And that is where our gospel reading takes us today. Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus has died. In our lectionary story, we only really have half of what is going on. The passage before is Jesus hearing that Lazarus is unwell and so doesn't rush to be with them, but stays where he is for a couple of days before travelling to greet them. And when he finally does go to greet them, Martha meets Jesus on the way, and they have this conversation. This is the kind of passage before our lectionary reading today. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Mary, Martha's sister, then pretty much says exactly the same thing to Jesus. "If you'd been here, our brother would have lived." Yet Martha has pretty much understood who Jesus is and his role here on earth, much more than most of the disciples at this point. In this conversation, we have one of those seven I am statements by Jesus that are found in John's Gospel. "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." This is understood to be that while we're here on earth, we live, and once we die, we continue to live in heaven. This is what is known as, can be known as a liminal moment. And liminal means threshold. And it's one of those moments that we have throughout our lives, with death being the final one. At college, we were taught to think about it as a literal door, a threshold, if you will, that once you cross over in that threshold, life changes. That could be with the birth of a baby, a marriage or a civil partnership, or at the end of life. In terms of dying, our earthly bodies end, yet our spirit lives on with God in heaven. And within that, there's this tension held between the here and now and what is to come. There is great sorrow, but there is also great hope in that he will live again through Jesus. Artist Ross Wilson painted 60 portraits entitled "The Calling of Lazarus." And when interviewed about his work and the portraits that he had created, he said this: "Life is built, and then it stops. And then Christ reaches in and brings it forward again. Life is built, and then it stops. And then Christ reaches in and brings it forward again." Life can stop for any reason, and we can feel alone and like the world is still turning, but we are not. And it's at that point Jesus reaches in, sits with us in that trauma of life. Because in this encounter with death, Jesus is visibly moved at the sight of those weeping for Lazarus. In verse 35 of John chapter 11, we have the shortest verse in the Bible. In fact, some translations have it as just two words: "Jesus wept." The human emotion of that situation was just too much. And yet in those two words, we see that Jesus knew what it was to feel grief and the sorrow over the death of a friend. And then the impossible happens. Jesus prays so that the crowd will believe what is about to happen, and Jesus calls Lazarus out of the tomb. One of the useless pieces of information that is stored in my brain that I heard somewhere once upon a time, is that Jesus uses Lazarus' name because the cave that had been built into the rocks for those who had died, there were multiple shells. So there were multiple people in with Lazarus. If Jesus had just said, "Come out," they could have ended up with 10 people coming back out. He used his name Lazarus in order to ensure the right person came out. I don't know how true that is, but it's in my brain. We don't know. What we don't know is what Lazarus thought about it all. How did he feel about being dead and then coming back to life? Did he realize what had happened? Did he know that he had died and then had come back to life? And what happened to him after that had happened? So what do we take away from us this morning, from this gospel reading surrounding death? Well, I think it is the fact that Jesus wasn't distant in the grief that surrounded him with the death of his friend. He was in the midst of their grief and felt the sorrow and human emotions that we feel. St. John Eudes wrote about the loving heart of Jesus. And he said this, "The loving heart of Jesus loves us with a boundless love. The divine, uncreated love which possesses that adorable heart is nothing else but God himself. Now, since God is unlimited, his love is also unlimited. Since God is everywhere, his love is everywhere, in all places, in all things. Therefore, the Sacred Heart of Jesus loves us, not only in heaven, but he also loves us on earth." So when Benjamin Franklin wrote, "In this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes," we can add to that and say, "In this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes and the unlimited love of God that is with us, that is with us in and through all things." Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer on page 13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.